98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump is weighing in on the race for Speaker of the House.
After flirting with the idea of serving as interim House Speaker himself, Trump is officially backing Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan to succeed Kevin McCarthy. In a social media post, the former president described Jordan as a star and offered his complete and total endorsement. Jordan, who is a longtime Trump defender, is one of two leading candidates maneuvering for Speaker, along with Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vivek Ramaswamy says protesters upset about his remarks in opposition to aid for Ukraine purposely rammed his car in Iowa in retaliation.
Walking in, there was a number of protesters, climate, trans, one person for schools. Somebody came and took a picture from me with me posing to be a supporter and then ended up being, you know, against. There was a lot of chaos there, so I didn't see the actual backing ramming of our car.
Prosecutors say they will not file charges against Georgia State Troopers who used deadly force against a member of anarchist group Antifa.
The deadly shooting of Manuel Pais Tehran occurred January 18th, touching off protests throughout the Atlanta area. The 26-year-old was part of a Cop City encampment opposing the construction of a massive police and fire training facility in a wooded area. Police fired pepper balls into people's tents. They allege Pais Tehran fired a gun toward them, seriously wounding a trooper. Six officers fired back, killing the protester. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Remnants of a powerful tropical storm are expected to hit northern New England this weekend. Forecasters say post-tropical cyclone Philippe will be felt from Maine to southern Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. More on these stories at townhall.com.
United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. To understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer immigrant named Theodore Oman came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago, in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to Salem Events store.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends and for all the teachers in your communities. There is a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph while supplies last. That's SalemEventsStore.com.
Zimbabwe's government has introduced restrictions to control a cholera outbreak.
Some of the measures introduced to stop the spread of cholera are like an echo of the COVID restrictions. In affected areas, Zimbabweans have been told to limit social gatherings and to avoid shaking hands. No more than 50 people can attend funerals, and no food is to be served. It's not hard to see why cholera is such a problem in the country. On the state-owned Herald newspaper's website is a video filmed in Umbari, in the south of the capital Harare. The headline is Outcry Over Raw Sewage, and it shows rivers of waste meandering between houses.
Will Ross reporting. A former U.S. Army sergeant is being indicted on charges of attempting to give classified information to China's security services. Joseph Daniel Schmidt was an active duty soldier between 2015 and 2020, primarily assigned in the state of Washington. He was arrested at the San Francisco airport Friday. News and analysis at townhall.com. Taiwan's economic minister says regulators are investigating four Taiwanese companies suspected of helping China build semiconductor facilities.
The Ministry of Economic Affairs has summoned the semiconductor and factory services suppliers for questioning following the release of a Bloomberg report. It said the companies allegedly were working with Huawei as it builds a network of semiconductor plants despite U.S. sanctions prohibiting such business. The companies provide clean rooms and other services that are crucial for making computer chips.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Americans are split along party lines about whether to get the latest COVID shot. 7 in 10 Democrats say they're likely to get it or they already have. Fewer than 3 in 10 Republicans say they will. As of early October, 6% of Americans say they've already gotten the shot. Many doctors say at this point COVID's basically the common cold. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 34 overnight under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 35 overcast. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-40s to the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. Another look at the short range, a low of 34 overnight, high of 48 tomorrow, lows level off around 35 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 36.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's place, a corner pocket slinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot, and everything changed, cause with a woman you love, you talk all night, buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour, don't need to look no more, cause you finally found it, no, forever just ain't long enough with a woman you love. I still make a little noise, raise a little hell, running with the boys, making stories we don't tell. I trade a million nights of getting loose and turn full, but just one night with her dress on the floor is with a woman you love.
I run from prejudice, I run from pessimism. shelter, so
I run to you. Well, I don't know if you can run in these, but if you're fearless enough to wear them, well, then you should rock them. What am I talking about? Stick around. I'll tell you coming up in a few.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
So here we are, here all alone. The band quit playing, everyone went home, but the stars are still out. Be my love song.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Stapleton with White Horse, Easton Corbin before that. So, you like cowboy boots? I've got a pair of cowboy boots. I don't wear them that oft, and I definitely don't run in them, nor would I run in these. Starting October 23rd, you can now buy Croc cowboy boots, $120 a pair. For now, they say it's a limited release, but it looks like they're only coming in black, which, I mean, that's all right. Croc cowboy boots. I gotta get a look at these.
This new Wendy's Frosty flavor is way too exciting to keep under wraps. It's a brand new, first-of-its-kind flavor. Get this. Pumpkin spice. I know, right? It's so good. It's rich. It's cozy. It's the perfect flavor for some fall Frosty time. Watch. Everyone will see it and jump on the bandwagon. Grab a never-before-seen pumpkin spice Frosty or pumpkin spice Frosty cream cold brew today when you choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Vanilla Frosty is temporarily unavailable.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools?
It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a Tulsa wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free right next to me, 'cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down.
And online at 98qcountry.com.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. Saw her for the first time. She was standing there in the ticket line.
was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that.
Q Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
My heart right out my chest.
Hey, Smith, world on fire. My name is Penrod. In a new survey, 26% of parents say packing their kids' lunchbox is their least favorite chore. All right. 29% would rather clean the bathroom than put a few things together for their kids' lunch. Boy, where did they survey these people from? Talk about some horrible parents. Wow. What do you think they made Lunchables for?
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 34 overnight under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 35 overcast. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-40s to the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. Another look at the short range. A low of 34 overnight. High of 48 tomorrow. Lows level off around 35 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 36.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. Getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me.
plane.
Save me the trouble.
cliche, save me the trouble. Do you believe in aliens? I do. I think they're out there. Why wouldn't there be aliens out there? I've never seen an UFO or an alien. I've seen the pictures online of people claiming they're UFOs and aliens. And I think Maryland is like the hotbed for UFO sightings in the United States. Hope people there have Ring doorbells, because Ring is offering $1 million if somebody's doorbell camera catches actual footage of aliens. Yeah. However, you only got till November 3rd to submit. So better get them costumes.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Tomorrow. Without the right replacements, he'll be en problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need invitations and posters printed, and they have to be perfect.
I need beautifully bound booklets and presentations for my business.
Your invitations and booklets will be in captivating color and will be done right every time. That's Staples' Print Big Promise. And right now at Staples, get $50 off your print purchase of $150 or more. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 10/14. Exclusions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
Brand new country.
Between a rock and a hard place.
I love the music.
It might be gravel, but it feels like gold.
I listen to it all the time.
98 Q Country.
Just look at her sitting there. Sweatpants, t-shirt, and a comfy chair. Her hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare. To a George Strait vinyl day, yes, I know Lionel get her close, but I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. But what's in my head? She don't know I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down.
She don't know.
like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. Took chances with every wall I built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Just got to see.